An open letter from God the Father to John Boehner, American House of Representatives. Greetings, my son. Boy, sometimes even I have problems that are monumental and I can in no way solve. I very often have the means of solving them, but I have no way of reaching the people that can handle the situation and fix it. That is what I have with the Dick Clark situation right now. Everybody, everywhere, all over the world is begging me to help him, to restore his eternal life. There's simply no way I can. There is a slim possibility. There is a small possibility. If Michael Jackson's children were to join my servant and take the missions that have been offered to them, there is a small possibility that he could reach into the darkness, bring Dick Clark back as a child, and restore his immortality. Have him reborn and live another life where he'd do a good job, then he would have eternity again. But without Michael's children, we don't have a prayer. Michael brought his children into the world to serve me. It was never intended that they would serve in the way that they are needed now, but still, he brought them into the world to serve me, to protect and nurture my children. His daughter should become a courier protector and lead the courier protectors. She should be the most powerful among them. His son should become the chief empowerer and accompany Sarah on her missions around the world. His youngest son should train to become the Lord God of Haven and rule the Imperial Havens when they have their own world in 1,000 years. They are very important children. They have very important missions, and we need them. Right now, if they were to join my servant, they could very well give their earthly father the power to perform this miracle, save this individual from eternal death, and restore his immortality. This is the power of my servant. This is the power of my children. These are the things that they can do, the power that they have. Unfortunately, we cannot reach them. We cannot raise the money to support them in the way that my servant wants, so that they would join our effort. These are very, very difficult times. And Michael is very, very angry about the pain that my servant is in. He cannot get near him. He cannot work with him because of it. He wants it dealt with, and he believes his children would help deal with it. But right now, we're in a real crisis.
I am asked constantly, how can I give children such power? How can I give inexperienced young people such glory and expect them to perform such tasks? Well, to tell you the absolute truth, because they're not children. They're spiritual beings that are ages old, that have been hanging around this world for 500,000 years. They have worked with my servant before, and they will undoubtedly work with him again. It is only a matter of time. Right now, we're very short of time. These are not children. They are beings that are ages, ages old, that have been put in new physical forms and have power beyond the understanding of the average person. Very few people can really understand the power that they possess. I am calling out to them because they have served me before and done miracles for me before, and I need their power and their miracles again now. But these are not children. They are far, far beyond children. Only my servant could deal with the powers that they possess and teach them to properly use them. That is why they were brought into the world. That is why Michael created them. That is their purpose. And we wish very much they would take their purpose. But these are not children. As Michael was not a child, as his sister was not a child, They have had power from the moment of their birth, and they will have it till the moment that they leave the material world. There are some that have power that other people simply cannot understand, and they should have someone with the skill to teach them to use it properly, and that person is my servant. There is one thing, however, that Michael's daughter needs to be told, and it is only fair that we make people aware of it so that she has an opportunity to know. She is the reincarnation of an imperial haven. She is very powerful. However, if she chooses to serve the human race, to protect these people, and to guide them out of the darkness that is destroying them, to be a courier protector and help my servant, she will not be able to go with her people when they have their own world. She will have to stay and continue to protect the human race, be God the Mother on one of their worlds. This is something that she needs to know. We cannot possibly ask her to perform the duties that she is asked to perform without knowing this. Once she begins, she will not be able to stop. Once she chooses to protect the human race, she must stay with the human race forever and be the God the Mother of one of their worlds as they go out into the stars. Most likely, the people that she is now with, the Jehovah's Witnesses, she will probably be the God the Mother of their world. This is something that has to be said. This is something she has to know. She cannot make the decision to take on this mission without knowing the fact that the mission is eternal, that it is forever, and that if she chooses to serve now, she is choosing to serve the human race forever. It is only fair. We cannot ask her to perform this mission without her knowing what it means and what will happen and what must happen. So, I'm sure my servant will explain it to
her,
but I also want you to know, and I want you to explain to her the situation, so that it can never be said that we approached her and got her to do these things unfairly.
He who dwells in the holiest of all, now and forever, that now resides in Los Angeles, California.